Well, up next on Downtown, very talented guy, writer, comedian, doing it all these days as one of the writers for the smash hit Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. He joins us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Josh Gondelman, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, let's talk first about the gig with John Oliver and Last Week Tonight, and how did that all come together for you?
Well, I'd just been trying to get into TV writing, and I had submitted a packet of submission materials, and I think they liked my sensibility, and so I got hired just like any kind of job application, except mine was full of dirty jokes about politics.
Well, it's such a wonderful show. The writing is brilliant, and I have to wonder, because the material is ever-evolving, is there such a thing as a normal week on the show, and how late do you guys find yourself doing rewrites as you get ready for air?
It's actually very, like, regular in terms of office hours for the most part, so it's, like, a really fun job and great to be in the office, but it's not quite that SNL schedule where we're in there for, you know, till 2 a.m., just hammering stuff out and, like, kind of zipping crazy ideas around, because I think with the show that we do, it's, like, it's a lot of, like, sifting carefully through news footage. So I think by 2 a.m. everyone's a little bit like, well, that's enough of that. Time to sleep because we're getting nothing done.
Josh, coming at things from the stand-up comedy angle, which is really a solitary kind of thing, how do you feel about sharing your ideas with other people in the collaborative process and then watching somebody else deliver your lines?
I actually really like it. It's kind of nice. It's like... stand-up is kind of like being raised by wolves and then getting into a room where you're writing for, you know, with other people is like meeting a bunch of other people who have been raised by wolves also. So it's like, oh, you're my wolf people. It's so good to be here. And I like writing for someone else as well. It's like I'm happy anytime I get to kind of smash words together and make jokes. And it's a real pleasure to be in that office.
Well, let's talk about the comedy for a second. Other than the material, obviously, what's changed for you or what's changed about your stand-up since you recorded Everything's the Best until now with Physical Whisper?
So the biggest change, I think, is that when I recorded Everything's the Best, I just left my job as a preschool teacher. And a lot of my really strong material was about teaching preschool. And I knew that I was leaving that job, so I had to go, you know, I need to figure out how to write jokes that aren't just reporting the very charming things that children say to me and then just saying them to strangers on stage. So it's a lot more kind of looking at my own life and like my opinions on things outside of me rather than just like, kids say the darndest things, don't they?
What about the book? I've read pieces of it getting ready that You Blew It really kind of took off.
Oh, thank you. It was really fun. It was fun to get to work on. And it's the premise of the book, which I wrote with my friend Joe Berkowitz, is that everything is always a nightmare. And the best you can do is kind of soldier your way through it and hope that you don't screw up too badly. But even at best, everything is kind of a trying, difficult chore. And I think that to me, that's a comforting feeling because then I know it's just not me doing it wrong.
We're talking with Josh Gondelman Last Week Tonight, and the author of books and a writer for Cosmo, doing a little of everything. But let's talk for a moment about Modern Seinfeld, which has been such a huge hit. Well, frankly, all the smart people follow. How did that idea germinate in your head?
So the original genesis of that was my friend Dan Belder, who's a really funny comedian from Boston, and I were talking, and he said that if there were cell phones in Seinfeld, you would lose half the episodes, which is kind of true, right? You would lose all the episodes about, like, I'm here and you're there. Why can't we be in the same place? But you would gain, like, a million episodes based on, like, tone of text messaging and online dating and all of that. So it just, that kind of idea turning over in my head made me think about what you would get from Seinfeld if they had modern technology. Because although, like, explicit communication is so much easier, right? Here I am at the movie theater on West 42nd Street. The implicit communication is, like, so much dicier than it was in the 90s even.
Have you ever had a reaction from any of the Seinfeld people to it?
Yeah, we've had a couple. Jason Alexander was really cool about it, and a couple other former Seinfeld writers have been really cool. Larry David was kind of confronted with, like, hey, do you know about this? Like, he was doing a Q&A somewhere, and he said, hey, do you know about this Twitter account? Here's the most recent tweet. What do you think about it? And they just read the one that was at the top of the account, and he was like, well, I don't know. I don't think that would have been on the show. That wasn't like a – I don't think that's good enough to have been on the show. So it's like, on one hand, I don't think he got necessarily a rounded representation. But on another hand, when you get to – when someone confronts Larry David with your work and he gets cranky about it, that's like kind of a badge of honor.
Josh, I have one more question before we let you go. It is International Women's Day. Who are some women that you really like to read or follow on Twitter?
Oh, my gosh. On Twitter, Aparna Ninchairla and Gabriella Paella, Maris Kreisman, and reading. I really like Maris wrote a really great book called Slaughterhouse 902, the book. And Sloane Crosley's books of essays are really great. And my friend Monica Heisey, who's very funny on Twitter and writes for Broadly, which is like a Vice vertical, I believe. And she wrote a book called... I think it's I Can't Believe It's Not Better. I have it on my bookshelf. That might be the title for the girls. But she's so funny. Like, I, like, seethe with jealousy about how funny she is. And, yeah, those are some just off the top of my head.
And at some point, will the staff members of the show send a thank you card to the Republican National Committee for the gift of awesomeness?
Oh, man, I think it's – I think any gratitude – that we have is tempered by fear for the future. So it's certainly on balance, at least a net zero.
Yeah, it's like laughing at the scary things to keep from thinking about what could happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Josh, we really enjoy your work and so much appreciate you checking in with us here. Continued success with everything going for you, and thanks for visiting with us.
Of course, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Josh Gondelman, Last Week Tonight here on Downtown.